Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's wonderful to be here, it's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience, we'd like to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home. I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know that the singer's gonna sing a song, and we'd like you all to sing along. So let me introduce to you the one and only Billy Sheehan, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Billy Sheehan.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. I just need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love.
Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I just need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. A little help from my friends.
Wow, and here in the studio, friends of WDIY, we have Sal Necrone and Jim J.T. Meyer from the Air Products award-winning rock and roll band, The Difference. Welcome to WDIY, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having us.
Great. It's such an honor to have such stars in my presence. I love it. Tell me, who wants to tell me how The Difference got its start?
Well, I drive for Air Products. I'm a chauffeur for Air Products, and I drive a lot of the executives, and one day coming back from a trip, I had just picked up Joe Kaminsky, who was one of the senior vice presidents of the company, and he had been reading a Fortune magazine on his flight back from Asia, and in that magazine was an article about corporate bands in America, and he knew that I played. He had seen me play. I had played with a wedding band with Barry Groh, who was our original bass player, who passed away in 2003. And Joe said to me, I know you know musicians, and we have, you know, 4,000 employees here. Can you guys start a band? And I was kind of dumbfounded. I said, well, gee, I don't know. I don't know if anybody would want to play. I hadn't played in a couple of years, and I had kind of given up a little bit on the idea, and I had sold a lot of my stuff. And And he said, well, think about it and get back to me next week and, you know, check around with any couple of guys you know, whatever. And that's kind of how the whole thing got started out.
Wow, very nice. And you're a drummer, so you gave away some of your equipment, huh?
Yeah, I had, you know, a couple of kits, and, I didn't have a lot of storage room, so it was kind of like, well, I'm going to keep moving this stuff around and cleaning around
it.
And my wife was kind of like, you're going to move some of that stuff and get it out of the rec room? And yes, dear.
Jim, tell us about your story.
My story, again, Sal, you know, got the article from Joe, and he read the article, and again, Joe, you know, wanted to know if Sal could muster up some employees that played instruments and, you know, might want to have a band. And I got the call, and at that time I was pretty busy. I was actually playing in the Poconos a lot, and I think at first Sal had said he was kind of reluctant to call me because he knew how busy my schedule was, plus I work full time, so he was reluctant. But he did call me, and then I said, it sounds like a great idea. Let's try it.
Great,
and that's how it all started.
Fantastic. Fortune magazine named The Difference the corporate rock and roll band of 2001. What was it like playing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during the Battle of the Corporate Bands?
Yeah, Jim.
It was just amazing. It was amazing to even be out there playing on the stage. You know, winning was, I think, not part of our, motive for going. We just were pleased to be able to go out there and play, and we brought like two busloads of employees along with us, and they shared the experience. But to have won is just, it's over the top, because none of us expected it.
Not at all.
Sure.
We were so happy just to play on that stage and be, you know, in that hallowed ground, and we won. It was like, it was dumbfounding in a way. It's like, we couldn't believe it, but you know, we did.
Excellent. I mean, that feeling of winning the whole thing out of all that competition, coming out on the top, must have been just overwhelming.
It was pretty exciting, yeah.
Great. Tell me, what has kept the band going for all these years? You guys have been playing for 13 plus. You know, what keeps you guys together?
I think we just, all hit it off. We kind of all knew each other before the band, and that's the reason I got the guys that I did, is because I had been friends with them before. And when I called Joe Hilgar and Barry Groh, and you know, Barry I had played with, like I said, for a long time in a wedding band, and I knew Jim, he worked down the hall from me, and I knew he played guitar, and I knew Ed McKendry for, I think, since the day I started there, since the day he started there, I guess. And we just kind of knew each other. We were kind of friends anyway, and we hit it off, and we just kind of sat down, and it came naturally. I mean, we kind of picked songs that everybody knew. It wasn't like, well, I know ZZ Top, but I don't know anything about the Beatles, or, you know, it was all kind of things that we were familiar with, so that made it kind of easy.
Great. Speaking of songs everyone knows, the album Rockin' for Charities, I got to tell you, I've listened to it, and there's not a bad cut on this record. Every song is just rocking, and you can sing to it. And we're going to play another cut from the album right now, and maybe just give away some tickets right after this.
Summer creeping in, and I'm tired of this town again. never slow down, never grow old. Tired of screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance for Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Market Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a motel room. Nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. Hit the last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Beautiful ending. Nice job, gentlemen. We're sitting here with Air Products, award-winning rock and roll band The Difference. We have Sal Necrone and Jim J.T. Meyer. Gentlemen, you guys play fantastic music. I love that stuff. It's great. Okay. Tell me, what has been the most rewarding part of all you guys playing together?
Go ahead, Jim. Playing for the local charities. You know, that we had an interview the other day with Morning Call, and basically reminiscing about events that we've played. And one that I brought up was the MDA summer camp down in Lansdale. And to see these kids in wheelchairs and that condition that they're in, they had such smiles on their face. And you're playing, and they look like they don't have a care in the world, but yet they're afflicted with such
sure. You know,
disease, and it's so sad. But for us to give them joy, I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, absolutely. And you know, you've helped so many charities, so many. Is there a special moment that, you know, if you look back in history that you can remember?
Well, we play every year for the Special Olympics, and they have this Valentine's dance, and it's their prom, basically. They come dressed up in their suits and gowns and everything, and it's just amazing. You start the first note, and the dance floor is packed, and they stay on the dance floor until you take your break, and then they go have their, you know, their Coke and their pie or cake or whatever they're having for dessert. And then you come back from break and start the second set, and boom, the dance floor's packed again. And they just love music, and it's just so much fun to play for people that love music. And you can just see that in their faces. And one of the employees has a son that's in the Special Olympics, and his name is Matt Chorney. And Matt comes up and plays with us. He plays guitar. He plays harmonica, and you know, he just looks forward to it every year. It's just so much fun.
Great. That's nice. That's very nice. You've done 4 studio albums.
Yep.
Like being in the studio.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, the first time I went to the studio, I had no idea what to expect. You know, and they're moving microphones around and moving things around, and you know, I thought we'd just go in and everybody would play like we do live, and that would be it. But that's not the way it works at all.
A lot of work behind that sound, right?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of work behind it. And great. All the things are tracked. And then you go back and do the vocals and do the harmonies. And it's quite a, you know, you think, well, a song could take maybe an hour and we'll knock it out and get it done. And it's like the whole day and you get one song.
But the results are fantastic.
Thank you.
What bands do you love covering the most?
Me? I love, one of my favorite bands is the Doobie Brothers, and that's one of the bands that I enjoy doing. And the instrumentation we have fits it so well. Of course, the Beatles and Tom Petty and Heartbreakers, that just fits our style. You know, we don't have a saxophone, so like Springsteen, that kind of stuff just would not fit for us. We'd have to improvise or put another instrument in that in the place of something else, but we kind of tend to drift toward the things that fit our style.
Great. Jim, what are some of your influences, or who are some of your influences?
In addition to what Sal mentioned, I would say the Eagles are a big part of it, because we really incorporate a lot of vocal harmony, and that was one of the reasons we were the first time in winners at the Rock Hall, because of the time and effort we put into learning these songs. Like Hotel California was the song that that actually allowed us to win this award, because it was just, you know, the vocals were there, the instrumentation was there, we had it all, and that kind of thing. Those kind of bands that have a lot of vocals, we tend to gravitate towards to do those types of bands.
Excellent, excellent. And folks, as promised, we have, is the show sold out, first of all? Yeah, some tickets?
Actually, there's just a few left. Some people that could not make it turned them in at Air Products, and we're going to put them at the box office.
Fantastic. And if you want those tickets, the box office at ArtsQuest, the phone number is 610-332-3378. That's 610-332-3378. But WDIY is pleased to offer a pair of tickets to see the difference. Again, it's Air Products award-winning rock and roll band, and they will perform Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 in the Music Fest Cafe at Steel Stacks Campus in Bethlehem. For more information on that, call 610-332-3378, or you can visit artsquest.org. After the music starts, we're going to take, caller number what, Jim?
Three.
Caller number three. At 610-694-8100, extension 1. After the music starts, caller number 3. Good luck, folks, and we'll be back in just a moment. Wow. That was nice. I always listen to it to the very end. We'd like to thank Howard from Bath. He has scored himself a pair of tickets to see you guys on Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 at the Steel Stacks. And being involved with working for Air Products, tell me how the company has supported your music endeavor.
Well, the fact that Joe asked me to get some musicians when we when I did get the people to come forward and kind of rehearsed. As I said, I had sold a lot of my stuff, and we didn't have a PA system. We had no microphones. We had really nothing to go out and perform. So I asked Joe. I said, you know, we're going to need like a PA and some microphones, and we didn't have a bass guitar. Barry did not have a bass. He was not a bass player. He was really keyboards and guitar, but he agreed to play bass because we had Jim and we had Eddie, and Joe played guitar. So I said, you know, we need some instrumentation, and he said, okay, what do you need? And I told him, and he said, so what's the problem? I said, well, I just want to let you know it's going to cost us some money here. And he was very, you know, forthcoming, and it was not an issue at all. And our chairman at the time, Hap Wagner, John Jones, they supported us fully. We had some early gigs where we went out to the West Coast and to Calvert City, Kentucky. We opened for Aaron Tippin down there, and I mean, it was not an issue. They paid for our airfare. They let us take our spouses with us.
Great.
And we had a great time and did a couple of customer events on the West Coast. It was fantastic, and you know, I'll remember that always.
So you loved traveling around the country, going to the West Coast, and Air Products supports you 100%. That is absolutely fantastic. Tell me, what has it been like performing at Music Fest for all these years?
Oh, it was great. The first time we were down at the old Moravian, behind the Moravian church there, or whatever it is, at the old venue that before they moved to Sand Island, and we had just come back from Texas, actually. We had just done a show in San Antonio for the NPRA, and we had done a lot of, it was like 2002, 2003 maybe, and the whole theme of the show was, you know, America and, you know, those kinds of songs, mm-hmm. and we came back and did that whole show here at Music Fest, and it really went over well. I mean, people really liked it.
Great. Jim, any favorite stories come to your mind that you'd like to share with the folks?
Talking about Air Products and their support, I mean, it was overwhelming, and, you know, we can't say enough good things about the CEC and their response to support us. But one particular event that we did play for our fellow employees was down in New Orleans at the New Orleans plant after Katrina, because our plant got hit very bad, and there was, I forget how many, maybe at 10 guys that really saved the plant while it was under siege, so to speak. Anyway, the plant came back, and as a celebration, they flew us down there to play for our employees and the contractors that had worked so hard to get that plant back online without any incidents, and it was just a milestone. But it was great to play that event, to see all these people, and they just enjoyed it, and, you know, it was a celebration due to all their hard work.
And they had lost almost everything. Most of the people down there were flooded out. I mean, we went through the town of New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was devastated. I mean, just every block there were just, you know, couches and washers and dryers, refrigerators, everything was out at the curb to be collected. I mean, they lost everything. It was just heartbreaking.
Well, I'm sure they appreciated, you know, you bringing some sunshine down there, some good music. You know, music heals the heart, and you guys have great music, so I'm sure a lot of hearts were healed when you were down there at the Gulf. Tell me, you're breaking up. I don't want to use the word breaking up, but you're departing for a little bit. What about a reunion coming up? Any anything in the future?
Well, you never rule anything out. I mean, I don't know.
Jim's smiling over there. Maybe
I'm trying to get Sal to stick around here, but I don't think it's going to work. But I'll try.
I've had 35 great years at Air Products, and it's time for me to move on. And I have a lot of things I want to do, and things around the house that I have to repair that I've kind of been putting, you know, to the side.
Sure, sure.
You know, and there's always things to do, and grass to cut, and snow to shovel, and Right. It's just, you know, it's, I've been kind of putting it on the back burner because we do spend a fair amount of time rehearsing and playing. And but, I mean, it's great. It's if everybody could just give, you know, an hour or 2 hours a week, everybody could just donate some time to, you know, Meals on Wheels or whatever your favorite charity is. I mean, it just makes you feel so good when you see people. In our case, you know, we lucked out. We get to play music. We get to do what we love to do.
Sure.
And the people enjoy it. But, I mean, just any citizen that can go out and help other people, it just makes you feel so warm.
Absolutely. And, you know, being a listener-supported community radio station, you know, we understand totally how the support of the community is so very, very important to music and to just the well-being of the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to have you at the studio. We're going to give away another pair of tickets, folks. So sit tight to your radio. We're going to play another song, give away another set of tickets, and have some more fun. We'll be right back.
Passage back.
Outstanding. Wow, love that song. Sal, Jim, thank you for coming by The Difference right here at WDIY. Any words you want to say? First of all, I got to know, are you guys playing that song tonight?
Sunday, yes.
Sunday. Yes. Sunday, rather. Yes, yep. Absolutely. Oh, that's going to be the highlight of the show right there. Any words for the folks out there in the Lehigh Valley today before you leave?
I just want to thank all the people that came out to see us over the years and all the charities that, we supported for, inviting us to play at their events. We had great times, and to the management at Air Products, John McGlade, who was our chairman, our present chairman, for continuing support after John Jones left, and the guys in the CEC that are the top folks at our company for letting us do this. I mean, it's kind of funny. Eddie said something the other day about, he had to drop everything and go to do an interview somewhere, and his boss, who was a really nice guy, said, "Hey, if you got to go, go do your thing, and then when you come back, and we'll pick up from there." So that's the kind of support we get from the company.
Great. Jim, any last words?
Yeah, same thing. Echo Sal's words. Air Products employees have been very supportive, and it's a pleasure to play for your fellow workers, your employees. I mean, it's great. And also the charities, like we had mentioned before, and the support from the CEC and on,
Well, we thank you both for being here, and we appreciate the music and the support that you give to the communities and all the charities that you work so hard to support, and we support you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see The Difference, Music Fest Cafe, Steel Stacks Art Center, Bethlehem, Sunday, September 8th. And there's two shows, I understand. There's one at 3:30 and another one at 7:30.
Correct.
Why don't we do this? Folks, if you want to see him before we say goodbye, why don't you give us a call at 610-694-8100, extension 1. That's 610-694-8100, extension 1, to see award-winning The Difference. Air Products award-winning band, 2001. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Having us.
Take care.
What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. I just need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love.
Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I just need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. A little help from my friends.
The Difference, appearing Sunday at Steel Stacks, September 8th, 7:30 and 3:30. We'd like to thank George for listening, and he won a pair of tickets. Bob also won a pair of tickets. Bob from Bethlehem, George from Allentown, and Howard from Bath. We thank you guys for listening. I'm sure you're going to have a great time at the show. This is The Blend on WDIY Allentown, listener-supported community public radio.